Last November, an important agreement was reached between the Philippine government and the rebel Moro Islamic Liberation Front. The two sides agreed on the size of a proposed homeland for the country's Muslims in the south of the nation. This definition of what is called the territory is part of larger peace negotiations between the government and the MILF and was due to be formalized on December 15th. But the MILF objected to what it called extraneous material in a government draft of the agreement. This included a provision for congressional approval of any peace deal. The MILF says it fears Congress may weaken any peace deal reached by the negotiators, as happened to a 1996 peace agreement with another rebel group, the Moro National Liberation Front. Jesus Dereza, President Gloria Arroyo's advisor on the peace process, says the government has concluded that establishing a Muslim homeland requires an amendment to the Constitution.
The cabinet with the president had agreed that if it even takes amending the Constitution to establish a federal Muslim governance unit in the Philippines, in southern Philippines, then we should pursue that track. And that is where we are today.
Dereza says he hopes a definitive draft will be ready by the end of the month. He says the Arroyo administration believes it can generate bipartisan support in Congress for the amendment. Despite the Muslims' distrust of Congress, Chief MILF negotiator Mohajir Iqbal says there is still room for maneuver. Iqbal says the group might agree to Congress approving an amendment establishing the homeland as long as Congress is not allowed to alter the terms of a final peace agreement between the rebels and the government.
It has to be something that whatever is done through constitutional processes would not derogate any of the prior agreements between us and the government. If it can be worded like that, I think it's worth examining.
The latest round of peace talks has gone on for 3 years, and the November agreement on territory was hailed as a breakthrough. Both sides say they do not want to lose the momentum of the talks. A separatist insurgency by the concentration of Muslims in the south of this predominantly Catholic country has been running for 40 years and has claimed more than 120,000 lives. Douglas Baxton for VOA News, Manila.